From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. First, major changes could be coming to charter school funding. The House passed House Bill 1500 by a narrow 104-98 vote. This bill would place an $8,000 per year cap on cyber charter school tuition and limit how schools can use their reserve funds. Charter schools provide a critical option for families, especially those whose kids aren't thriving in traditional classrooms. Putting limits on their growth and financial flexibility risks cutting off access to innovative learning models that meet diverse student needs. We oppose this bill, which now moves to the Senate. Over in the Senate, a win for workforce development and professional mobility. Senate Bill 719 advanced unanimously out of committee last Tuesday. It modernizes CPA licensure by creating a second path to certification. Instead of requiring 150 credits, the bill allows candidates with a bachelor's degree to qualify after gaining 2 years of professional experience and passing the CPA exam. It also updates rules to allow CPAs licensed in other states to work in Pennsylvania more easily. We supported this common sense measure, which now moves to the full Senate. Infrastructure got a boost too. The Senate Transportation Committee unanimously advanced Senate Bill 205. This bill lets counties use their transportation funds to repair and maintain locally owned bridges, not just county owned ones. It's a practical change that will help maximize the impact of public dollars and address critical infrastructure needs more efficiently. We supported this legislation, which now heads to the full Senate. Also last week, a renewed push to raise the minimum wage is now advancing in the House. The House Labor and Industry Committee passed House Bill 1549 along party lines. It would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026, require automatic increases tied to inflation, and set the tipped wage at 60% of the minimum wage. Specific rates and increased timelines would vary by county. The Independent Fiscal Office has previously estimated that this type of increase could eliminate 30,000 jobs, especially in rural areas and among small employers. Nonprofits, childcare centers, and restaurants all say it could be devastating to their ability to stay afloat. We expressed strong concerns about similar legislation last session and continue to do so today. The bill now moves to the full House. Energy policy also took a turn as House lawmakers continue working to codify parts of the governor's lightning plan. House Bill 501 would overhaul the state's alternative energy portfolio standards by creating the new PRESS program, which stands for Pennsylvania Reliable Energy Sustainability Standards. The bill mandates that part of our electric supply come from newly defined PRESS energy sources, but was advanced without broad stakeholder engagement. We're concerned that this approach will raise energy prices and hurt grid reliability. We oppose this bill, which now goes to the full House. And a new bill regulating the sale of healthcare facilities also moved forward. The House Health Committee unanimously advanced House Bill 1460, which gives the Attorney General new authority to review and potentially block healthcare mergers and acquisitions based on whether they are, quote, against the public interest. This bill duplicates existing state and federal processes, adds bureaucracy, and puts new costs back on healthcare providers. Giving one agency broad and subjective power to control transactions also raises serious concerns. We oppose this legislation, which now heads to the full House. That's it for this week's legislative rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.